Oh, what's up? We're live. Who'd have thunk it? Morning, everybody. How we all doing? Let's get that centered, shall we? Never got an exact shot before I go. There we go. Good to see everybody talking about God knows what on social media. Oh no, don't go checking likes and dislikes. No, people, don't do it. Don't go down the rabbit hole. Oh well, what are you gonna do? Good morning, Travis. Big B. Wisconsin sports fan, Kevin, how are you guys doing? Good morning. Pogs, what's up? Where is your dog that won trivia yesterday? Oh, he's hanging out, being cool, doing his thing. Thanks for checking in. I'll tell him you said hi when I feed him later. I don't have a dog, but that was very funny that someone used that handle. Morning, everybody. Thanks for stopping by Packers Daily, Cheesehead TV. We're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Chilling with you this morning, Thursday. There's Aaron Nagler's dog. There he is. Good boy. Good boy. Hope you're well, bud. Hey, Matt, how are you? Nag's dog. I hear you. Sly, what's up? How you doing? What's for breakfast? It's funny. I just had a little fruit earlier, but I haven't had proper breakfast yet. I'll get to that after I talk with you fine folks. Joey, morning. How's life down south? It's actually not going to be 90 degrees here today, so that's a nice change. Katie, thanks for checking in. Any chance you get to go to Green Bay for training camp? Yeah, there's a chance. Normally I'd have everything arranged. Obviously, this year is very, very different. Been in contact with the Packers. The setup for camp is going to be very different, very weird. There will be opportunities for the media to view practice, probably on a rotational basis, but I will be in the rotation. So if I even go, is not a given at this point. Corey and I have been talking about it. We'll probably solidify things once they actually go forward with camp, which again is no given in this day and age. Is this morning chat going to be a permanent thing going forward, or is there still going to be afternoon chats? Travis, I'll do afternoon chats if there is news, which obviously will undoubtedly pick up once the season starts, training camp starts, whatever starts. The morning chats, the 10 a.m. Packer Daily, that'll be no matter what. But we'll have extra cheese. Need to call it something. We'll have those as news requires. So we'll do some afternoon stuff once news picks up. Do you think you lose some views to Pat McAfee? Probably, which is fine. He's doing his thing. We are all Packers all the time. He is very much all over the place, so it's fine. It's all good. I'm just here for the diehards, man. You can go watch your national dudes and do whatever you want to do. I understand that. But we're here for the diehards. Aaron Nagler's dog. Incredible. Yeah, Tom. That's right, buddy. Not only that, my dog won trivia yesterday. Check that action out. How soon the opt-out official email? How soon the opt-out official email? Not quite sure I follow that one. There's some issues with your English there, but we'll find out. Next transplants, Big B, a ways off, probably. Very busy time at LiveX. Corey is absolutely swamped, and I don't see that changing anytime soon. Maybe we'll get one in during camp. Maybe. But there's a good chance we don't get one until the week before the season kicks off, whenever that is. Bayou Cheesehead, what's up? Thanks for the super chat. Watched Brian's song last night. Oh, wow. You were on one, huh? The only thing I could think as Piccolo was dying is the bear still. That's terrible. It's funny, but it's terrible. Oh. How do I think the Henry contract affects Aaron Jones negotiations? Not much. Obviously, pretty different situations, both salary cap and player-wise. I think the Eckler contract that everyone points to in I was going to say San Diego, in Los Angeles, is probably much more the kind of deal they would probably look at or talk about. But we'll see. Who knows? Who knows? But they're in very different situations. They're very different players, obviously, and they're utilized very differently. So I think I don't suspect that'll be used as a guidepost or guideline in Aaron's contract negotiations. That shirt, though, yeah, from my friend Liz. I still can't believe we got beat by Aaron Nagler's dog. Crap. Well, you guys got to pick up your game. Who are you taking between prime Eddie Lacy and prime Aaron Jones? Ooh, that's a good question. Probably prime Aaron Jones, but only just. I loved Eddie. 2013, 2014. Man, that guy was on fire. He was awesome. I loved watching him. One of the aspects of his game that probably didn't get talked about a lot then or now is his ability to catch passes out of the backfield. Obviously, we've seen Aaron Jones do a lot of that. Eddie didn't get a ton of opportunities, but he was pretty damn good at it. And Eddie was great in pass pro too, probably better than Aaron. But Aaron's just electric, his ability to set up blockers, get skinny through a hole. Everything about Aaron's game, I just love it. But hey, I'd take either one, no doubt about it. Should Pettine try Jackson at safety? Alex, I think that ship has sailed at this point. If they were going to do it, they probably would have done it last offseason. But who knows? Maybe. I know that has been posited quite a bit by the fandom and some media members. I just think, you know, they need to get some semblance of consistency from him wherever they end up playing him. And we obviously aren't privy to what he was doing this offseason as far as which group he was with. Was he with the corners? Was he with the safeties? Maybe they did make that switch and we just don't know it because we didn't see him on the field, but I suspect they're going to ride him at corner one more time. Is Perry attending trivia today? That's a great question. I don't know. I haven't checked in yet. You could really help the case, though, by getting on her on Twitter. That'd be a lot of fun. She loves that. I am, of course, kidding, but you should probably bug her on Twitter about it. Matt, thank you very much. It's not my birthday next week. It's my birthday tomorrow, actually. But today is Dusty's birthday. So if you see Dusty on Twitter, make sure you wish him a happy birthday. If you could bring back one active former Packer player we let walk, who would it be and why? Probably Micah Hyde, because he was fucking awesome. Solved a lot of problems for him, both in the secondary and as a return man. I mean, I know we got Irvin now, so we don't really need him in that regard, but I'd love him as a chess piece on the defensive side of the ball. That's just me. I love that guy. Wisconsin sports fans, take it easy, buddy. Thanks for stopping by. Mm-hmm. Nagler, what is the deal with the Washington news break? Spencer, I have no idea. I know everyone on the beat, around town has been hyping up this Washington Post report. Seen a lot of speculation on Twitter, but as of, 10 minutes ago when I went live, I hadn't seen anything yet, so I'm not sure. We'll see, though. Got to think it's going to drop sooner or later. It was supposed to drop Monday, and then they pushed it to Thursday. We'll see. Maybe they push it till tomorrow. What would be more telling, Rodgers wins another Super Bowl with LaFleur or McCarthy winning multiple Super Bowls in Dallas? Telling of what? I don't know. That marriage had run its course. There's no doubt about it. I don't think there's would be much telling in either one of those scenarios, other than both guys are really super talented. And I know McCarthy is the villain here, and everyone loved watching him get ridden out of town. Not everyone. A lot of people did. A lot of fans did. But, you know, I hope for nothing but the best for Mike down in Dallas, unless he's playing the Packers. It's pretty easy. Do you think Lindsley could be a surprise cut? Well, if I thought so, it wouldn't be a surprise, right? Is it a possibility? I would give it a 0.5% chance. But yeah, it's a possibility. I don't think they'll do it, but you never know. With the way Patrick stepped in last year, and now they've extended him, maybe, but I really doubt it. I know he's got like an $8 or $9 million cap hit. Some people don't like paying good players. I do. I think he's really good. Nags, what direction do you see the O-line going with all these young guards and lack of tackles? Yeah, Nick, I think, you know, it's a question of watching them develop, see how they play. Don't forget, you know, if push comes to shove, I think Elgton Jenkins could kick out to right tackle. He has played all five positions throughout his football career. I don't think that's going to happen. I think they're going to keep him at left guard, but they'll let him develop. They'll let him, they'll see what they've got there. You know, they got Wagner as a stopgap. They undoubtedly will look at that position in the draft again next year. You're always looking for offensive line play, especially at tackle. And, you know, Veldeer is still out there. You know, he's a phone call away as of right now. So I think they'll be okay for this year. What their plan is long-term, I got to think they're going to look to the draft again. Because you don't really see a long-term answer at right tackle. And then, of course, they've got to re-sign Bakhtiari. If they let Bakhtiari walk, then they're in a world of trouble. Cypress, what's up, Frank? How are you? 5 p.m. here. It's a perfect time to talk pack. Met a student from Madison here. I want a burger from Kroll's. Oh, man. What I wouldn't give for a burger from Kroll's right now. Man, I tell you. But, you know, hopefully a couple weeks I'll be there. Now my mouth is watering. Thanks for that. Hope Cypress is treating you well. What or who do you think of when you see the Packers logo? Yeah, I saw that going around yesterday. Vince Lombardi is the first thing that pops into my mind every single time. After that, probably Bart Starr and Brett Favre, but first it's Vince. I think they're planning to turn over the O-line. I mean, in a sense, yeah, you're always planning for the future and looking to develop guys, and I think there's very little doubt that this will probably be Corey Linsley's last year in Green Bay. Like I said, Wagner's a stopgap, and Billy Turner becomes not expendable, but movable after this season. So, yeah, I think that you're going to see a lot of moving parts, but that's the nature of the league. You know, the guys get older, guys get more expensive, guys fall off the map talent-wise, who knows? But, yeah, I do think they're preparing for changes, but that's the nature of the gig, you know? Stefan, thanks so much for the super chat. Chances there will be no season, Go Pack Go from Austria. No season? I think that's a real long shot. I know there are a lot of doomsayers out there, doom and gloom, saying, you know, oh, there's no way they're going to play, blah, blah, blah. And I admit there is definitely a chance of that happening, but it's probably about as big a chance as Corey Linsley being a surprise cut. I think they'll figure out a way to play the games one way or the other as safely as they can. Now, when that occurs, that I don't know. I do think there's a decent chance that they push back the start of the season, but I think the season will get played. What are the chances that Jamal Williams is traded after drafting Dylan? There's a chance. Oh, we've talked about it before, Matt. I do think if there's a team that suffers injuries at the running back spot, once camps start up, there's, you know, and the Packers get a call. Yeah, I think they'd listen. I don't think they'll be actively shopping him, but you look at the situation, you want to pay Aaron Jones. You just drafted Dylan. Jamal is certainly, you know, talented, but clearly the odd man out in this scenario. If you can get something for him prior to his becoming a free agent, and it's better than what you determine you're probably going to get as a comp pick, yeah, you listen to that offer. Could Tyler Irvin get more touches than Dylan due to Irvin's versatility and the shorter offseason? Absolutely. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised to see him, I don't know, I want to say, like, utilized a lot. I don't think he's going to get, like, 10, 12 touches a game, but I do think he's going to get he's going to see early action, especially much more so than Dylan, due to, you know, not only his talent, but as you're suggesting here, the fact that he knows the offense, has been in it now for, you know, a year. And, yeah, he brings a whole different skill set, obviously. But, you know, that's not to diminish what Dylan could bring to the table. I think they'll utilize both of those guys. But, yeah, I think Irvin will, especially early, get a lot more looks. Corey, morning. Interesting take from Dave Onset yesterday about how LaFleur could, quote, lose the team if he creates too many Jordan love packages. Ex-Bears coach aside, interesting. Rad shirt. Thanks. Yeah, that's a lot of hot air. I mean, Dave knows what he's talking about in the football sense. I get that. But, I mean, we don't even know if they're making a Jordan Love package. You know, that's been thrown around a lot this offseason, but we have no idea if the Packers are even going to do it. You know, when I asked Coach about it after Love was drafted, he said he hadn't even thought of it. So, who knows? We'll see. And maybe they have some kind of special package for him. I doubt it, but maybe. And if so, I don't think anybody in the organization and or the locker room is going to bristle at that idea. Hey, Nags, how is the Cheesehead TV coverage of training camps? Damn, we'll find out. Now, we talked about it a little bit before at the start of the stream. We're really trying to wait until we, A, know that training camp is actually happening, and B, see what the protocols are that the team puts in place for the media. Like I said, I have talked to the Packers. I will be one of the people in the rotation. I don't know what that rotation is going to be, and I don't know what they're going to do as far as access. I got, you know, my hunch is, you know, we will be spread out probably in the stands, on the stand side of things, since there's no fans watching practice. But then all player availability, coach availability will be done via Zoom, much like everything we saw this offseason. Media won't be allowed in the building, which is fine by me. Rodgers won't bristle at a Jordan Love. I didn't say anything about Rodgers. The question wasn't about Rodgers, was it? Listen. Jogging routine. Do your Cavs rival quarterback boils? I'll reveal the Cavs at a proper time. Let's just relax, okay? How much of all or at all does playing without fans affect the players? And do you buy into momentum in games? Some. Bomani and I had a fun back and forth about momentum during the Falcons game watch party a couple years ago. I am very much team momentum. Bomani was very much momentum doesn't exist. I feel it, therefore it exists. It's as simple as I can put it. You know, everyone says, oh, it's not a thing, blah, blah, blah. And I understand that. Great. Wonderful. But I feel the tension. And if I feel it, it exists. And I know Radiohead famously saying, just because you feel it doesn't mean it's there. That's all well and good. Tom York, love you. You're a genius, but you're wrong. If I feel it, it's there. It's as simple as that. As far as fans in the stands or not being in the stands, will it affect teams? I think a little bit. It'll be weird, no doubt about it. But for the most part, I think once the novelty wears off, probably after, say, the first drive of the first game, it'll be mostly business as usual. I don't think it'll be that big a deal. It for sure exists. So Nick, you say that, but you got lots of people in this world who don't agree and don't believe in it. Listen every day, but first question from Tennessee. Well, welcome. Thanks. Long-time listener, first-time caller, is that what you're telling me? Do you know if the Packers will be on iHeartRadio or any other place online? Can't buy NFL Sunday ticket this year. You mean the audio? The only way you can get the official game play-by-play audio is through, I think you can get it live on Game Pass now. I can't remember for sure. You used to be able to get it on TuneIn, but now the rights have all kind of gotten mucked up. They will not be on iHeart, not play-by-play, maybe via the Packers app. I don't know. I'll have to look. It's also convoluted now, and I haven't had to listen for so long. I'm not quite sure. But I know, like I said, TuneIn used to have it, but now I think you have to do Game Pass just for the audio. You can't get live video. Thanks for all you do. Z's deal is looking like a steal. John, I absolutely 1,000,000,000% agree. How funny is it to watch all the prognosticators and the grading of the offseason moves last year, etc., all say what an overpay it was for Zadarius and what a bad move it was. Oh, it looks like a steal to me. Looks like an absolute deal, especially the more guys get paid. Playing chess. They're playing chess. Big B, stop crying. Rodgers will play better now. Robin, I'm late. Sorry, guys. Robin, don't let it happen again. Whatever you do. Z or Clay in his prime? Probably Clay. Only because of his versatility. I think he could do more than Z can. And that's not to take anything away from Z. Clay, like prime Clay, 3 sacks against Buffalo Clay. That guy was a good maniac. What is the biggest reason the Packers couldn't get over the hump during Rodgers 2011-16? The defense, mostly. They scored a ton of points. They would get to the playoffs and face the better offenses and or quarterbacks and could never stop them. I mean, that's, you know, you can go down a list of reasons, but ultimately that's it, which is frustrating. Spencer Nagler, please give me insight on Dov Kleiman. I'm struggling to understand why he loves Brady and hates Rodgers. I have no idea who that is. I don't think that's his name. I don't think that's a real person. I think someone else, who knows who, is running an account under the name Dov Kleiman. Why they hate Rodgers and love Brady, that's a mystery wrapped up in an enigma, lost in the midst of time. Someday, I'm going to call him out. I'm going to do some detective work and figure out who it is. I know some people think it's Mike Florio. I don't think it is, actually. But, yeah, we'll find out. Maybe it's Brady's PR guy. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, he certainly acts like Brady's PR guy. If Z is an A-plus signing, Preston is still a solid A. Home run by Goot. Abso-freaking-lutely. Fantastic signings. That whole kind of class. And I know people bash on the Billy Turner signing, but that whole group, you know, really augmented their talent level and brought instant starters. And that's pretty much done what they needed it to do. And that's, yeah, outstanding signings, every one of them. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to go. I can't thank you guys enough for hanging out with me, talking some Packers. Please hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.